Let's get scratching.
We got an explosive broadcast coming to you. Listen up. Sega games, just keep playing them. Sega!
We're back. It's the Sega Bit Swinger Report Show. Get ready for Sega interviews and news. Hello and welcome to the Segabit Swing and Report Show. I'm Barry, and we're bringing you a classic, not live, audio-only episode. It's a shorty, but last weekend I was at the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo, that's C2E2, and I had a press pass, so I figured I'd press about, walk around the show floor, record what I saw, record my thoughts, and so this is, like I said, it's going to be a short show. But it's not going to be a shit show, so I hope you enjoy this. It's just my what I saw, what I experienced from the show floor. So let's jump to Barry a week ago at C2E2. Hey, this is Barry here. I am at C2E2 2024, just walking the show floor. So far, it's, like as a Sonic Sega fan, there's some stuff. I'll admit, I actually came here with the intent of getting a couple autographs, but maybe I'm spoiled because I've been to so many events, maybe like Sega-hosted events that had free autographs, that now when I'm here and I'm seeing the price tag for some people, I'm noping out pretty quickly. I saw Dan Green's booth, and he's there. Really wanted to get his autograph because, you know, he voiced Knuckles. $70. I'm not spending $70 for him to sign my Sonic 20th anniversary book. So the next place that I'm going to check out is Brian Drummond. And you might have known him from the Sonic Prime. He voiced Eggman, but the reason I came is because he voiced Knuckles in Sonic Underground, and I actually brought along the script for his first appearance. I think it was a recording script. I don't know who owned it, but I'm looking for his booth now. I am really hoping that he's not charging an insane amount of money, because I just want to like approach him, show him the script, and get him to sign my book for a nominal price. But man, if it's anywhere close to like $50 or up, unfortunately, I think I'm going to pass on that as well. Which, I don't know, maybe I'm, I don't know. I don't go to a lot of conventions, but I feel like if I'm dropping a lot of money, it's going to be someone who's like major, like Christopher Lloyd, Back to the Future. And when I see 70, man, like, I guess it's because of Yu-Gi-Oh! And stuff for Dan Green, and I'm not hating on the guy. He's got to make a living, but man, I wish they'd maybe like charge you based on what you're getting signed. So he's like, oh, you're here for Knuckles? That's 30. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is 700, you know, something like that. But anyway, I'm going to look for Brian Drummond's booth, and then I will hop back on the mic. All right. Checking back in here. So I took a look at another area at the convention, and it was much more chill, much more casual. Voice actors were there. A lot of them were former Dragon Ball Z, etc. But I did see Ian James Corlett, who played Coconuts on Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. I did not know he was here. And then I saw Brian Drummond, and you know what, I was complaining earlier about autographs prices, but like if I had to get one, I'd probably have to get his, because like I said, I brought the Sonic Underground Knuckles debut script. I think the title is, what is it, Heads or Tails? Something like that. But I showed it to him because really I wanted to get kind of confirmation that this was something that, you know, he had and used at the time, and he took a look at it, and yeah, sure enough, it's definitely a script used during production of that episode. He speculated that because it's not like marked up, it wasn't maybe a director or anything, but it definitely was used most likely for counting the lines for each actor and then figuring what their pay would be, because it did come with a form that had every actor's breakdown on it. So, yeah, I was like, should I get him to sign the script or not? Because I'm kind of weird about that. But you know what? It's just the front page. So I had him sign the cover, and he made a good point. I'll keep my eye out for Jaleel White at future conventions, get him to sign that, and then I'd have Sonic and Knuckles on the cover. But, yeah, really nice guy, and I'm glad I got the autograph. If I buy one thing at C2E2, it would probably have to be having that done. And, you know, I kind of paid to have the, I guess, script authenticated in a sense, even though I knew it was legit because it was sold as part of a bunch of other Sonic Underground production art, but still cool to hear from him exactly what it would have been used for. So, yeah, overall, very cool. I will check back in later. So I just hit up Artist Alley, and I actually saw Andrew Pepoy, or Pepoy, Pepoy. I should have asked him how he says his last name. But, yeah, it was kind of wild I saw him, because I met him back in, like, 1995 or 6 at a convention in Minneapolis when he was kind of just starting on the Sonic comics, and he had inked, he told me when I was just talking to him now, he started after Archie Sonic, like, in the 40s, maybe 47, he said. And I distinctly remember going to his booth and, like, buying a bunch of art that he had inked. And I think he signed it there for me, but then some of the other artists had pre-signed their work because he had done inks, and I think they had done pencils. But, yeah, it was just kind of wild to see someone that I actually did meet back in 1995. He is now working on his own self-published comic called The Adventures of Simone and Ajax, and I wasn't trying to, like, let him down, but, you know, I don't have the money right now to buy a bunch of comics at the comic book convention. I mean, I'm here on a free press pass, so unfortunately I can't drop some more money. But he did give me a postcard, so I will definitely check that out. He also told me he worked on Uncle Scrooge number 1 for IDW, so he had I checked that out. That's really cool. My dad's actually a big Uncle Scrooge fan, so he told me an anecdote about Carl Barks and how he had submitted his art for Carl Barks to, I guess it was like you get the privilege to ink Carl Barks' art, and then Carl Barks passed away before the contest could actually end or even begin. But apparently he was able to carry that out posthumously. But still, yeah, very cool to see him. And I'm going to actually, I think I'm just going to go through the whole Artist Alley, and if I see any Sonic the Hedgehog or Sega-related stuff, I'll stop. Or Star Wars, but, you know, not here for that. I am here for that, but not for this. So I will jump back on with an update. Well, I have just had an overpriced hot dog, and I sat for a very long and well-deserved time. I walked the entire Artist Alley, and my feet are killing me, but it was very cool to check out all the art. Not many, if any, like IDW or Archie Sonic writers, or I should say artists, outside of who I mentioned earlier, but I did see some artists who were selling, you know, their own kind of, I guess, fan art prints from the Sonic series, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, as far as a Sonic and Sega presence here, it's decidedly light. I haven't really gone through the vendor, like the merch, yet, but I'd presume I'm probably going to see some things. Oh, actually, I'm looking at pillowcases, body pillowcases of Amy and the Nostalgia Critic. What a weird mix. Amy and the Nostalgia Critic. They're separate. Nostalgia Critic's actually here. I saw the Channel Awesome booth, and they're actually doing a hour-long Q&A right now. I don't know if I could. I mean, there's no hate on the Nostalgia Critic or Channel Awesome, but man, an hour-long Q&A with nothing else really planned doesn't sound that enjoyable to me. But yeah, I'm about to go meet up with a friend, but I've enjoyed my coverage so far. It's been very, very casual, though. You know, I didn't come in here to do any convention or any panels or anything like that, but it was kind of a treat to meet some of the voice actors, and I will jump back in if anything else is left to report.
Hey, post-show Barry here again, just to close the show out. So yeah, I didn't have anything else to report, but overall it was a fun time. I walked about 10 miles accumulatively throughout the day. I spent the afternoon actually with a good friend, and we mainly looked at Star Wars stuff, so that wasn't really podcast friendly for Sega, but overall it was a cool show. My only regret is that I did not consider that Christopher Lloyd, who was there, did Chief, and I'm going to butcher the name, Pachacamec, in the Knuckles streaming series. And if I had thought about that, I probably would have gone up there and gotten an autograph or printed out like a picture of him. But thinking back, it was probably like $170. And is that something I was willing to spend at that time or even now? Probably not. But regardless, I hope you enjoyed listening to this. And the Segabit Swingin' Report show live will return. I'm looking forward to hopefully doing a show in May. But I won't spoil who the guest is, because if I show my cards and it doesn't happen, then I look like a fool. And I am no fool. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
The Segabits Swingin' Report Show is a production of Segabits. Segabits is a fan site that is not in any way officially affiliated with Sega. Sonic the Hedgehog and all Sega-related trademarks are copyright Sega. All other featured trademarks are the property of their respective owners. Don't forget to check out Segabits.com, and you can find us on all major social networks. Just search Segabits.
Okay.